My friend got a Roomba the other day.
Wow.
And I told her to name it Plates.
Plates? Why?
I like that name for a Roomba.
I'm Ellen.
And I'm Hannah.
This is Pretty Zitty.
I posted on our Instagram about this like TikTok trend where people are giving themselves dark under eye circles.
Yeah.
And like with makeup, like these young, they look young, women are using makeup to give themselves under eye circles. And it's like, this is a trend that's been going for like a little bit, like since December. And I want to talk about that today because...
like the history of it?
Yes, okay. And other related trends. And I think this is something that you have a lot of strong opinions on because you have described yourself as like having Tim Burton-esque under eye bags.
Yeah.
And what character did you compare yourself to?
In The Corpse Bride?
Oh, yeah, in The Corpse Bride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy, yeah.
Yeah, the guy from The Corpse Bride.
The man who knows what his name is. What's his name?
Oh, I don't know.
It's Victoria. That's who he's betrothed.
Victor.
Victor, yes. Victor and Victoria.
Wow, that's pretty nice. It worked out for them with those names.
Yeah.
But he was in love with the Corpse Bride.
No, he wasn't.
Anyway. Oh.
He was in love with Victoria and he accidentally married the Corpse Bride.
Oh, shit.
And he wasn't able to marry Victoria, but then the Corpse Bride, it's a long story. It's one of my favorite movies, but anyway.
So, for people who don't know, there is a trend that started in December where people...
which I didn't know this. I didn't know this was
a
trend.
Because we're not on TikTok.
Yeah. I mean, like, I watch my favorite little teeny boppers that are, like, ridiculous, and I like to, kind of troll them. I don't say anything mean because, no, but I think they're stupid, and I won't say their names here. But...
well, you can't be mean to, like, teenagers because you're, like, an adult.
Yeah. I feel like Trish Pattias needs to really... I don't know if people know who that is, she needs to shut
I don't know who this is.
She's an adult who's mean to teenagers on TikTok. Anyway, go ahead.
So I noticed that like you responded to this because we share the Instagram account. So then you posted a picture of yourself where you were like, hey, I've like been on this trend since day one.
For years.
Yeah.
I need to find a picture of me, Hannah. As there's one right there of me as a little kid. I'll send you a picture after this.
Okay.
And I have very prominent eye bags just as a and I'm, I think I'm two in this photograph.
Oh my god, yes, you have to send it to me.
Yeah,
so basically I have my Google Doc up, so I'm gonna give you like a little history on this, and I just like want any thoughts you have about it,
because I know in the 90s this was a big trend.
I'm gonna get to that. Yes. The first occurrence was by Sarah the Free Elf on December 29th, 2020. And she basically does like a very quick like tutorial where she gives herself under eye bags by using makeup. So she's using like, it honestly looks to me like a chubby lip pencil that's like kind of brown, a little bit pinkish. And she's like a pale girl and she uses it like under her eyes and then kind of smudges it in. And she actually genuinely looks, like, tired after doing that, even though she's, like, I don't know. She's probably, like, under 20. And she got some critical feedback from it where people were like, oh, my insecurity is a trend now. And she responded to it, and she said, personally, this has always been a big insecurity, but I'm starting to see the beauty in them, whether yours are worse than mine or more puffy or more blue or more purple or have more wrinkles. They're beautiful, and they should be normalized. So I kind of want your take on this because, I don't know, like, it's weird. It's weird to see someone intentionally doing something that is usually thought of as a flaw if you have it naturally.
So surprise, surprise, I have a lot of opinions on this.
Yeah.
And we talked about this a little while ago where I was, like, talking about how I kind of like the way they look now, my under eye bags. So I've just stopped putting makeup on them. To be honest with you, I haven't used concealer in months.
Yeah.
Probably since last July.
Wow.
And I used to always use concealer just because I just don't care because I think they look kind of cool sunken in. So I understand where she's coming from. I think the sunken in eye look has happened because people on Instagram, I think this is a result of Instagram, the Instagram look where you're looking up at the camera, like, and you put your hand on your head and you look up at the camera, in the way that the angle is at the camera, you have under eye circles.
Right.
No matter what you do, unless you edit them out. And of course, people are going to do that, but the under eye circles look kind of cool because they're kind of haunting. And that's what every hot girl on Instagram wants. They want to haunt you in your nightmares, be hot in your sleep. Like, that is all they want.
That's really interesting. I hadn't thought about Instagram like that, like how that could come from Instagram.
Yeah. And then I saw Iris Law, who's an Instagram influencer on Vogue, talking about how she likes her under eye bags. And then I was like, I think I like mine too.
Yeah.
My under eye bags stopped being an insecurity when I was probably in high school, just because I had acne. I had other things to worry about. I feel like when you have acne, you're like, as long as this pimple goes away, as long as this goes away, I'm fine. I'm this, I'm that.
You're right. Like, if you have acne, you're probably not worried about your under eye bags.
I mean, I get her response.
Right.
It's kind of like a Johnny Depp scenario where, like, really, really pretty people do things to make them seem uglier to see if they can get away with it.
Yes, 100%. What she said, and again, I don't want to, like, pick on her, but she said, the last thing she said in her, like, statement was that I read, they're beautiful and they should be normalized. And I'm like, those are two very different things. Like, you know, they're not necessarily beautiful, but yeah, they should be normalized. It's not a big deal to have them. But this whole history of like making ugly things attractive really comes down to, are you white, skinny, young? Can you pull this off?
Yeah.
And if you're not, like you're saying, like it's a Johnny Depp thing, like where, you know, you can look kind of disheveled and that's cool. But if you don't fit the mold, it's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The thing that I think about most of TikTok also is it doesn't matter. Like these hot girls going like Corvette, Corvette, hopping them up, jet lag, jet. Like none of that really matters.
Yeah. You're not like pushing any boundaries by being a conventionally attractive person who is adding like makeup to look a little bit tired. Like that's not revolutionary. You're not like expanding the definition of attractive. You're also like, I don't know. You're not questioning like beauty standards, which is fine.
This seems like to me like a hot, sad girl trend.
Oh my God. You're so right. Okay. It sucks though. Cause like, I kind of like the hot, sad girl thing.
Tumblr people. Yeah.
Tumblr, like 2012, like Lana Del Rey, flower crowns, like crying is beautiful. Like all that shit, which that's not an aesthetic I'm going for these days, but yeah, like that was so appealing. So I feel like you're right. This is the thing. These people on TikTok were not on Tumblr at its heyday, so they don't know. Like, we've been through this. We don't need this sad girl shit, but oh well.
We'll keep going into the history.
Yeah, I mean, this, like, instantly brought me back to the mid-90s, and I hate this term, but, like, heroin chic.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking, like, Kate Moss, like, Calvin Klein ads. The models are, like, really skinny, and they're pale, and they have, like, you know, dark under eye bags, they look tired. I don't know. I'm thinking of like the era of like Train Spotting and like Pulp Fiction and like just like an aesthetic that is like really kind of grunge, but like high fashion.
It's like grunge, but removing all the people of color from the narrative.
Oh, totally. Yeah. It's very white.
That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, and very young too. Like, I feel like that's important. Yeah. Like, it's youth culture co-opted by fashion being like, we're going to glamorize this on like really skinny white models. And I do want to give credit because I was doing some reading about this. Like, David Sorrenti was a fashion photographer. He died really young. He died when he was 20, but he's credited with his photography, like starting this trend of like heroin chic. But obviously, you know, like then it got pretty big, and it got so big actually that Bill Clinton, crazily enough, criticized this like at like some national prayer meeting. And there was this article in the Baltimore Sun that was like, okay, so if the president is criticizing a fashion trend, like it's over. And that was in 1997. So it's definitely like a mid-90s thing. By the late 90s, it's not as big of a deal. And you end up getting like, you know, Giselle's a model and it's like, okay, now they're sexy again. Like they don't look like they're dying.
Yeah.
But the trend of like looking like you're tired and dying and potentially addicted to drugs, which is effed up, really. That was a trend. But that was where my brain like jumped when I like saw this TikTok thing, because I'm making a bigger deal out of a TikTok trend than anybody should. But I don't know. I thought that was interesting because like everything just like cycles back and in different forms. But like, this is something that we've seen before, which is super interesting.
I think the main thing about this under eye bag thing is like, it just has problematic ties. And I think you either need to decide if you want to, it's just the same with any issue. Do you want to strengthen those problematic ties and basically like give them weight and then drop the trend altogether? Or do you want to let them slack in and weaken and not pick them up, you know, and
yeah,
just
yeah.
like embrace the trend? Or do you just
yeah
know it has ties and leave it?
I know, right? Because I feel like I've been kind of negative about it, but like, I don't know, like as we've talked about, like eye bags are normal. They're even cute. And I think it's okay to say that they're cute. You know, it's not like,
yeah, it's the adding, it's the, okay. So in the Instagram story you made, it's the removal of the makeup is the problem for me.
Right.
Like, just don't put on extra makeup.
Yeah, it's very performative. And you know what it makes me think of? I read a quote from Robert Pattinson, and he said that when he was on the set of Twilight, they would put a wire in his, like a thin, like flexible wire in the collar of his shirt so they could bend it a little bit to give a very like subtle, disheveled look to his clothes. And he said it was like so pretentious and he hated it, because of course he did. He's Robert Pattinson. And I think about that all the time because I feel like that's what this trend is. It's like putting a lot of effort in to look like you're not putting in effort. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's just funny. It's just funny to point it out. And it's like, you know what? You do you. If you naturally have eye bags, congrats, you're on trend. If you don't, well, fine. There are ways that you can do like a very like calculated, I'm not trying, but I'm actually trying look. But I also wanted to, do you think it's okay if I like share a couple of just the sentiments of what people said, like our followers
yeah.
shared with us?
Yeah.
Someone was like, why use makeup when you can just get them for free like I do, LOL. And that is, yeah, for sure. Damn TikTok. I can sleep 3 hours or 10 hours and I will still have eye bags. So I guess I'll always be on trend now, which I think is a positive one. Fairly.
Yep.
This is a fabulous reminder that everything we are insecure about has the potential to come into fashion. Enter small boobs, thick thighs, bushy eyebrows, freckles. Need I say more? I fucking love that take because it's true. Like things just, I don't know, like something you hate about yourself one day is like, oh, now like it's cool. So
yeah, I feel like there was a trend a few years back where like a little tiny bit, like probably 2 years ago, right around when Lady Bird came out, where a little tiny bit of acne was trendy.
Yeah. But it was only like the acne that was kind of like on your cheeks that was almost like reminiscent of blush. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like that was what was cool. But the acne I have where it was like just a bunch of smattering
like
of
deep
spots.
Cysts.
Yeah, like cystic acne. I was like, oh, God.
Like the painful kind that is like, I have like three of right now, which is just. But anyway.
And my favorite comment was, this is appropriation of sleepy girl culture.
Who said that?
I don't remember, actually.
I think if this proves anything is that it just like reinforces the fact that trends are not one size fits all. Trends are for very select groups of people who can pull it off.
True.
Often skinny white girls.
Yeah.
Or skinny light skinned people.
Like, right. Yeah, yeah.
With European standards of beauty. But anyway.
I also wanted to just quickly mention a couple of other under-eye trends from Asia. And the first one is Igosol, which I think is how you pronounce this. It's a South Korean trend that started like in 2010s-ish, which basically translates to eye smiles, which is like having like a puffy under-eye. And this is something that a lot of K-pop people do, which is kind of cool. And it's basically like a bulge like under your eyes, and it's supposed to be like really cute and sort of look like you're smiling. You know, like when you smile, your eyes kind of like get like a little bit of a puff underneath them. So this is like a whole thing where you can like buy products, you can buy makeup, you can even get surgeries like to get this sort of like puffy, cute like under eye, which is so funny because I feel like I always read stuff here that's like de-puff your eyes.
Literally, I Googled it and it said, unquotes, eye smile is the phenomenon that happens when our idols smile and their eyes form a rather adorable crescent moon shape.
Yeah, that's
it. Makes
it.
Our hearts flutter, and if paired with aigo,
yep,
makes us squeal like fangirls. What the?
Yeah, I go Sol. So that's like another under eye trend that still seems to be pretty popular today from what I could tell. It's like a whole thing. Like, it is cute. I think it's really cute. But there's also one from Japan called Igari, which is, it's named after this makeup artist from Japan who's Igari Shinobu. And you've probably seen this. It's where you have blush like under your eyes and sort of around your cheekbones. And it basically translates to like drunk, like a drunken look or like a hangover look. And it's sort of like meant to look like you were drinking, and but like you have this like flush of like red under your eyes. If you Google it, it's called Igari, Igari. And it's not like heroin chic. It's like more innocent, like a flush of like red makeup. Are you looking at it?
It seems more like a blush thing.
It is a blush thing, but it can go under your eyes, which is why
it just doesn't. The thing is that you can tell it's not under eye bags.
Oh, yeah. Sense? It's not meant to be under eye bags in the same way that the other trends we talked about. But it is interesting because it's something to put under your eye that isn't concealer. And I never really thought about doing anything but that. So that's the other trend that I wanted to bring up.
Hangover eye look.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite fascinating. It's what I look like after being in the sun for 5 minutes, so.
I know. I don't really get red if I've been drinking, so I feel like this wouldn't happen to me naturally, but I think it's really cute.
Oh my God, I look like trash after I've been drinking. I look green. Really? I wish I looked this cute after I drink.
I know.
Yeah, I get super pale. Cute. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I think to me, this just seems like another form of makeup. The under eye bag thing just seems like, and you know what? Maybe that's all it is. It's just another form of makeup.
Yeah, I think so. It's like,
maybe that's how
it's
I just
makeup
to do
that
it.
Is accentuating features. Like all of these trends, I think it's makeup that's accentuating features that we don't normally think to accentuate.
Yeah. I think that's a great way to sum it all up in a neat little package, and you can decide to jump on it.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, right? Because I feel like, you know, on one hand, there are critiques that we could make about it, and we certainly did. But, you know, it's also like, you know, whatever. Like, if you like it, do it. If you already have eye bags, congrats. Like, you're cool if you're, you know, young and hot. And I don't know. I guess it's pretty harmless.
I think it's pretty harmless. Yeah, I think it's pretty harmless.
Pretty Zitty is produced by us, Hannah and Ellen.
Original music by Blade 2.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.